This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A New Delhi-based security analyst says that the escalated tension between the United States and Iran will not only impact Iran and America, but the larger region. Harsh Pant at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi made the statement after U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton acknowledged Sunday that the United States is deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East to send a clear message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or allies will be met with unrelenting force.
I think it's the question of what happens in the larger region, what happens to the salience of communication. I think that is going to be a challenge if this results in something bigger. I think they'll wait and watch and see, you know, how far it goes.
Again, Harsh Pant at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi. Bolton said in a statement, the United States is not seeking war with the Iranian regime, but we are fully prepared to respond to any attack, whether by proxy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or regular Iranian forces. A Russian airliner burst into flames while making an emergency landing in Moscow. Russian officials say at least 40 people have died. The victims included one member of the crew and at least two teenagers. Video footage on social media shows that passengers leaping out of the plane on inflatable slides and running across the airport's tarmac. VOA's Igor Sekhanikya in Moscow explains what happened.
The airplane departed Moscow airport at 6:02 p.m. local time, and 27 minutes later, it apparently landed, hitting the ground three times. And after it hit the ground for the third time, multiple engines of the plane caught on fire.
78 people were on board the Aeroflot plane. This is VOA News. Gaza militants fired hundreds of rockets into southern Israel Sunday. Israel retaliated with airstrikes. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel responded with dozens of airstrikes on Gaza, hitting both Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. Although Israel says Islamic Jihad fired the rockets, it holds Hamas, which controls Gaza, responsible. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered extra forces to the border with Gaza in preparation for a possible ground invasion. Egypt has begun efforts to mediate a ceasefire. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
President Trump is reversing course on whether Special Counsel Robert Mueller should testify before Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president was asked Friday if Mueller should testify.
I don't know. That's up to our attorney general, who I think has done a fantastic job.
And who has said he has no objection to Mueller going before a House panel. But the president now says Mueller should not testify, again tweeting the special counsel's Russia report showed no collusion or obstruction. His tweets came hours after Democrat David Cicilline told Fox News Sunday he hopes Mueller will appear.
The American people have a right to hear directly from him.
The president did not say if he'd block an appearance by Mueller, who is a Justice Department employee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Venezuelans held a candlelight vigil Sunday evening for at least five people killed in street clashes between a failed opposition call for military uprising. Earlier in the day, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. will continue to offer support for restoring democracy in Venezuela. Speaking on ABC's This Week, the U.S. top diplomat said the Washington is working with other organizations to push for change in Venezuela.
What we can do is provide support, get support from the Organization of American States, the Lima Group, the entire region that understands that restoring democracy for the Venezuelan people is an imperative, and get them all to work together so that we get the outcome we're looking for.
Juan Guaido, the self-declared interim president of Venezuela, led thousands of his countrymen into the streets of the capital for 2 days last week in protest of Maduro's socialist government, but top military commanders chose not to follow Guaido's call to join him in seeking Maduro's ouster. U.S. President Trump is pressuring China to speed up talks on a new trade agreement. To do that, starting Friday, he will impose sharply higher tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese exports to the United States. There was no immediate reaction from China about Mr. Trump's announcement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.